Welcome to the MetPro Method Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and today I'm joined by Josh Guffey, and he is the owner of Fit Truck. We are going to be hearing all about Josh's journey and about Fit Truck. So, Josh, thank you so much for being here today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I'm very much looking forward to this conversation. But let's start by hearing all about Fit Truck. What exactly is Fit Truck?
Okay. Yeah. So Fit Truck is a fully mobile outdoor smart gym. So we are a gym on wheels. Literally took everything that you'd have, essential equipment that's inside a gym, put it on a truck. It's equipped with audio equipment and video equipment and lighting, both scene lighting, LED, underglow lighting for experience. Yeah. So we can go anywhere, open our doors, set up in 5 to 10 minutes for a group up to over 50.
Wow.
And run workouts anywhere, anytime.
Okay. So what kind of workouts are we talking about? Tell me like the breadth of the workouts.
Yes. So we can accommodate any kind of workout, actually. Okay. So that was the point in building and designing Fit Truck. That's the point of it. Our large group workouts, we typically run in kind of a circuit fashion, but we can train anybody from elite athletes to 90-year-olds with this truck, which is exactly why we felt there was a need for a product like this. So, yeah, so generally our big group workouts are strength focused, which given that we have cable stations and squat racks and dip and step stations and pull-up bars, et cetera, we can do a full strength workout outdoors. And then we add in our cardio pieces in the mix of the strength workout as well. So,
okay. So what inspired you to do this? You felt like this is a hole in the market, obviously, but like what, why on wheels? Why a truck?
Yeah. This has been almost 15 years in the making, way back. So this is way pre-COVID. COVID was finally what pushed us over the edge to finally do it. But really, it's a funny story. So I used to work at a big corporate gym, and I had a firefighter as a fire captain. He would come in all the time, super fit guy, and he could complain to me all the time about how he couldn't get the old guys at the station to work out. And it was his job to encourage them or make them work out. And he would always say to me, "I just wish somebody would just bring equipment to me and do it." And that's been done before, right? People pulling equipment out of the back of a car, and there's actually been pilot programs done with fire stations where they were doing that. They were hauling equipment around in a truck, and I wanted to find a way to do it that was much more efficient and also a complete workout, a balanced workout outdoors. So yeah, 14, 15 years ago, I started thinking like, how do I do this? And I went through every vehicle I could think of that was in existence and landed on using an ambulance, actually. And funny enough, we bought the ambulance that we built our first truck out of here in Kansas City from the Blue Springs Fire Department. So just about 15 minutes east of us. And we retrofitted it into our first mobile gym, or our first Fit Truck.
Okay, why did you land on the ambulance? What about it was like, this is the vehicle?
Yeah, so we landed on that initially because it had, ambulances have all the compartments on the outside of the truck. There's a lot of concepts, trailers, not trucks, that exist out there that you're dragging all the equipment out of the truck or out of the trailer, not truck. And so I wanted something that had compartments on the outside of the truck already, existing apartments. I wanted something that had electrical. So ambulances have full electrical systems already, so we could run our audio system. And also I wanted something that had a space inside that could be used as an office. So when building even the first Fit Truck, we wanted it to be an actual gym on wheels, not just a trailer dragging around with equipment in it. We wanted to actually have an office, have a space where you can meet with people, have a space where in between clients you could go to and hang out that's climate controlled. And so that was our very first truck. It was built out of the ambulance. Actually, we built that truck ourselves. I used to do some car restoration. I had a shop not too far from Kansas City, and we actually bought the ambulance, took it to our shop, tore it completely apart. I tried to make it look as little like an ambulance as possible, which was hard, but we took all the lights off of it, filled in all the holes, did all that. It took us about 10 months to build that first truck. So that was, we bought it in late 2020. By mid 2021, we were running with it. We had it launched and we're starting to run workouts. So
that's awesome. This is just probably a weird question, but did you have to like get any special permits to use an ambulance for this?
No, we didn't. That's a great question. No, because it's one of the things, we took all the lights off of it.
Okay.
So all the lights, we took all the emergency lights off of it. We took all the big scene lights off of it. and some of those flash, we took all those off. We eliminated all those. We welded the hole shut, put new lights on it. And then the truck is, it's light, but it's not like over CDL requirements, and neither are our new trucks that we build custom. So you don't have to have a special driver's license or anything like that. But no, it's anybody can buy them. So we bought our ambulance off an auction site, and you can buy a fire truck off an auction site. You can buy a lot of stuff off there. So,
okay. That gives me some crafting ideas. There you go. Okay. So it's also, I have to bring awareness to the fact that a lot of people who listen to the show know that I live in Missouri. So I think it's fun and special that your truck, you're in Missouri too. So we're on opposite sides of the state, but we're in Missouri. Yes. So what kind of service like radius do you have? I would think that there's only so far you can travel within a certain amount of time that it's efficient for you to do that.
Yeah, so that's the great thing about these trucks. There's so many different use cases. You don't have to move them far to have more business, if that makes sense. So we can run workouts for, I'll just throw some examples out there. We run work, corporate wellness is a big bucket for us. We've done a lot of special events. So we've done events at local hotels, youth sports training. We do workouts at our, at my business partner, Haley, owns a brick and mortar gym. So we use it as, that was actually initial concept is we were just going to build this one truck and use it as an extension of the brick and mortar gym. And then within months, literally months, a couple news articles hit, we were on the news once, business journal article hit, and people started reaching out from all over the country and all over the world, which is crazy, and saying, hey, how do I buy one of these trucks?
I
think we should sell trucks. So that's the main thing we do right now. But when it comes to operating, there's so many different use cases. So we've had people say, you know, can I get a territory? And I'm like, yeah, you can get a territory if you buy a bunch of trucks, because there's so many different use cases. You could not move your truck very far at all. You could take your truck to one office park and never leave that area and run workouts 3, 4, 5, 6 a day just for the business in one office park. So because of that, it's not like a brick and mortar gym where if you open up a gym, so say you open up an F45 and then they give you a territory because they don't want somebody to come in and open up a static gym across the street. You can't move your gym. So since these trucks can be moved anywhere, and there's so many different use cases, there's no need for that. But yeah, you really don't have to go far. You can. We've driven the trucks. I'm trying to think how far, what's the farthest I've driven the truck? Oh geez, probably be 13, 14 hours away to do an event. But generally we're operating within a 5-mile radius of our headquarters. So
that's crazy. So like how many trucks have you built for other people? And now I'm just getting nosy.
Yeah, no, that's good. No, that's a great question. So we launched in 2021 with our original ambulance. By June of 2022, we had already built a full custom box from scratch. So our first prototype truck that was fully custom built as a fit truck. We launched that at URSA in Miami. We went big. We wanted to know what the market was. So we took the truck to Miami, and we were in the middle of all the big players. Life Fitness was right across from us. TRX was here. And here we are with our brand new concept. And so we launched there, and we were completely inundated. We had planned on like running workouts in our booth and like letting people come in and see a workout being run. We had no space. There were lines at our booth. We didn't have enough staff. We'd actually hired some fitness models to help us like hand out cards and run workouts and things like that. And we were like, okay, you guys are going to have to help us sell fit trucks because, so anyway, that's a long story, but we launched there and the response was so overwhelming. We actually shut everything down after URSA of 2022 because we didn't have the production in place to keep up.
Tell us what URSA is for people listening that may not know.
Yeah. URSA's the biggest fitness trade show, the biggest fitness conference, an international conference in the country. It happens once a year. That year was in Miami. So people come from all over the country and all over the world to this show. We were at the trade show portion of it. So we had a booth there. Yeah. So we went straight to the major event. So anyway, after that, we decided to retool manufacturing. We moved our manufacturing to Wisconsin to a builder that can build multiple trucks at a time. So we can build probably up to about 6 trucks at a time when we get there right now. And so we relaunched in March of 2023 at URSA again with our brand new product, new and improved door design on our truck, and I keep reinventing the truck a little bit. So we launched that again. We started selling trucks in May of this year, and we have 2 trucks that we have out on the streets now. They're both in Texas, and we have many more to come this year. So
how exciting. Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's very exciting. A little hard for me to let them go, but
I bet, because you put so much into it. Yeah. Especially if they're
it's
custom.
It's really cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for those of you interested, we will have some pictures out there whenever this airs, so you will be able to see some pictures. And of course, you'll be able to tell people where to go with questions if they want to know more about Fit Truck as well. Definitely. But before we get there, tell me what long-term looks like for Fit Truck. Is that kind of your vision now, is just like getting these out there to as many people as possible, or something else?
Yeah, so we have a couple different visions with that. Yes, definitely getting trucks in the hands of people, both in this country, and we've had calls with probably 15 different countries at this point with people in those countries wanting trucks. So right now, a big focus of ours is getting our manufacturing and distribution set up, getting some trucks out there, both here in the United States and across the world. And then we also have an operation arm of Fit Truck. So we are operating these trucks. We want to use them. The initial plan was to operate, and then it was like, oh, we're going to build trucks. And it was like, we're going to go straight to franchising. And we wanted to be able to get these trucks to people. We can build trucks for franchises. So it's, if there's an existing franchise that wants to take their concept mobile, we can do that. And so that's number one focus. And then we're going to really focus on building out our own operating arm, Fit Truck branded, either licensing model or us operating trucks, both in Kansas City and across the country. Potential franchise opportunity at some point. We haven't gotten there yet, but yeah, so there's two different sides of Fit Truck. And I've had people say, why would you sell these trucks? Like, why would you let anybody else have them?
Yeah.
Just keep them for yourselves. We have 25 plus patents that were just granted on the design of the truck, both our attachments and overall design of the truck. And so it would be like if I designed a treadmill when it didn't exist before and kept all the treadmills for myself. And I don't see competition in selling the trucks to other people because there's so many different use cases. So we can operate in the Fit Truck manner with Fit Truck type workouts and the way we program and do it that way. But somebody else could operate in a completely different manner with the exact same tool. So they could be doing only youth athletics, or we've had schools approach us about using the trucks as an extension of their weight room. So there's so many different use cases that we don't even see. I would sell 50 trucks in Kansas City and still operate them and feel completely okay with it.
Wow. Ooh, I have so many questions. When it comes to like you're putting these trucks together and you're putting them out there for people, are you building each one custom, or is it like the ones that you're putting out there now as manufacturing, are they the same now that you've got an idea of where you want that design to be?
Yeah, so they're not fully custom in a sense of equipment, but we can customize the entire look of the truck. So the entire outside of the truck can be custom to someone's brand. The colors of our squat systems and our cable stations and shelving systems. When it comes to equipment and the overall design of the truck, we have three different models that we sell currently. Working on a fourth model that would be a much smaller version, a little bit better for the independent trainer that could take it house to house or run group workouts for still 20 plus people on the smaller truck. But our 4.0 truck's our biggest truck, and it has two of everything on it. So we have two squat racks, four cable stations, two rowers, two dip step stations. So it's mirrored side to side. We then have a 3.0 truck where we have all the equipment we have on the 4.0, but only one of, but then we add a ski erg, and we add an endless rope, and we add a medicine ball wall, and we add more TRX anchors and a glute bridge station. And so the overall layout of equipment, we do have some variety in a sense of people can choose their own. We even include program supplies, mats, et cetera. We down to jump ropes. So we use cross ropes on our truck, which is, I don't know if you're familiar with cross ropes, but they're super nice, very well built jump ropes. And that came about, for one, we met them at URSA and they had an amazing product. And then we were using plastic handle jump ropes that time, and people were dropping them on the concrete and they're breaking. And so cross ropes handles are metal. So we went to cross ropes. So we supply all the way down to that as part of the standard package of the truck, barbells and all the weight plates and dumbbells and all that stuff. But we do have some leeway a little bit. If people want to add more dumbbells or want to add another bench or want to add things like that, they can do that. But I think we pretty much have it covered in the sense of the equipment that you would need to run any type of workout.
Okay, so now logistically, how are you having your manufacturing in Wisconsin, but you're in Missouri? How are you doing that?
I travel a lot. So we go through a a long design process. We literally go through every single inch of the truck, and then we turn them loose to build it.
Okay.
And then we generally deliver the trucks. Right now, we're delivering every truck ourselves.
Oh, fun.
And then we do training on the trucks. So when we just delivered a truck to Fort Worth the week of Thanksgiving, and we spent 2 days down there and completely trained their staff on how to use the truck and how to, we even went into some programming, how we typically program. There's a lot of moving parts in the truck, a lot of electronics, a lot of technology. So we build them there, and then we transport them to where they're going to live, there to their new owner, and then we do training right there in person. So.
That's fun. I'm curious, what's the most unique business case scenario you've seen or that somebody has brought up that trying to do?
Oh, geez. I'm trying to think. There's so many. We've had corporate wellness companies approach us about using it for multiple different businesses as opposed to them building a gym. So that was pretty unique. The high school wanting to expand outside their weight rooms get used a lot more than they used to.
Yeah.
We've had high schools come to us and say, hey, we want a truck so we can, we've outgrown our weight room. So I'm trying to think, there's so many different use cases, but the most unique moment, we've done bachelorette parties.
So that's amazing. Yeah,
one the morning after, which was not the best decision, but yeah, we've done all kinds of stuff. We had a wedding party, bring all their wedding guests the morning of their wedding to work out.
That's
on the
so
truck.
Fun.
Yeah, we've done birthday parties, all kinds of random stuff. That's the thing about the truck too, the fun factor behind it. We, especially the nighttime workouts, we have this underglow system that will go with the music if we want it to, and there's lighting, and you know, and just being outdoors. The trucks are so approachable. We've taken our truck to companies, and it's always the people that don't work out that come to the workout that are most adamant about having the truck back for another workout. Because I think it's so fun. And then with the way we can program on the truck, having all the different pieces of equipment with the sleds and the rowers and all the cardio equipment mixed in, we can do a group workout for people of all different fitness levels, and everybody gets a great workout in.
Yeah.
And so that's been the thing that we underestimated is that part. And also the fact that we're outdoors, it's not near as intimidating to people that don't work out. So to walk through the doors of a gym into somewhere where you don't know what to expect is a way different experience than to walk up to our truck where it's out in the open and you can see everything right in front of you, exactly what you're dealing with when you show up.
Yeah.
So I think we really underestimated that, the response of that to people that...
As a female, I hate going into a gym with the corner with the barbells and all the heavy... I know that's what I need to be doing, but all the people like throwing the weights around and making the loud noises, and it's just so intimidating. And I know what I'm doing, I don't like it. So I think that's amazing. Yeah. What about bad weather? How do you handle bad weather?
So we have done, we won't run workouts in super bad weather, obviously. That's one downside I could think of the truck. It's just weather. But given that we do have so much equipment, we can easily go indoors if we would need to. So say we showed up to a company, it'd be very easy to take a cart and take all of our equipment or a big part into the building to do a workout. If it's light rain, our doors open up completely and give shade and shelter on three sides of the truck, which is great because it keeps our equipment dry, keeps our video screens dry, but it also gives a little cover there. If it's not lightning and it's not pouring down rain to where we're afraid somebody's going to slip or super high winds, we can still run workouts. The shade, those doors are also great for shade in the summer. So
yeah.
That was part of the change or the redesign to change to a single door design that we could open with a push of a button, was to have a significant amount of shade all the way around the truck. We've run some workouts in some really hot weather, and just having that little bit of shade helps. And then also we have a chilled water bottle filler on the truck. You can get cold water right there. Just put your bottle up just like you do inside a gym, and 10 gallons of water will filter through there and fill your water bottle with cold water. So
that's fantastic. And you mentioned that it was a smart gym, and I definitely am picking up on the screens, the sound, that's all the smart aspect of it. But does it also imply that when you have a ton of different people working there, that you're able to see a leaderboard of how people are doing?
Yeah. So we, we have screens on all four sides of our truck. So anywhere you're at, we have two screens on the back rear of our trucks, large screens on both sides. And then we actually have a screen in the cab of the truck that folds down. So when you're in front of the truck, we use software that we can program the entire workout in, and it'll show you your station, shows you a 2 second clip of the exercise, and the timer on the software can run the entire workout.
Oh.
Yeah, so we wanted that guidance to be able to run large group workouts, and people can look at the screen and be like, all right, we use cones, we put cones down on the ground. So I'm at green station two, and I'm on exercise two, and you look at the screen and there it is. So that those screens actually allow for us to run larger workouts with one trainer, one instructor, one coach, and feel good about it because everybody has guidance right in front of them. So yeah, that's part of the aspect of the smart gym. The entire truck's app controlled. So you can track the truck from your phone. You can see if it moves. You can see what speed it's moving. You can lock it, unlock it, start it. You can turn the lights on, the underglow lights on. And then I mentioned the doors, our newest design. You can actually stand behind the truck with one remote, push three buttons, and the whole truck opens up at once. And then we have the whole truck solar powered. So the truck runs off solar. So you don't have to have the truck running when you're working out. So every truck runs off solar power. The whole box runs off solar.
That's amazing. You go to those food trucks, for example, when they're out there running and you're breathing in all the fumes. Can't imagine working out next to that. So that's fantastic.
So that's what we didn't want from our first truck, the ambulance. We retrofitted with solar so that you didn't have to have the truck running. And then they have offices inside that have refrigerators and climate control. So they're heated and cooled too. So it is a rolling business.
That's amazing. All right. What have we not covered that you want to make sure people know about?
The main thing is we sell trucks. That's been the hardest thing, is like trying to convey to people, like, you can buy one of these and then you can use it. We primarily sell trucks for a lot of different reasons, it's a great expansion tool for brick and mortar businesses. So say you want to open a second gym location, this allows you to not have to open a second gym and be able to go to people. And still, we way underestimated running that truck, how many times we would go out to a neighborhood that we wasn't very far from our gym, and people would be like, now where is the gym? And then they would come to the gym. So just, it's a recruitment tool for that. And then sole proprietors, the way I've designed this truck too, it's a great investment. So if you're an investor and you're looking for a business, the truck it's a rolling business ready to go. And we can even help hire instructors, or we have trainers that want trucks.
Yeah.
And so all over the country. And so we have some very qualified people. So that's the main thing. We sell trucks. We can fully customize these for any existing business, and they can be used for any population. That's a big thing too. We have senior communities that are thinking about purchasing trucks or having us out to run workouts, because we can do anything on the trucks with the cable stations and the bands and all the cardio equipment. Yeah, I think that's really the main thing. So we are taking orders for you to buy a truck. So
okay, got it. Anything else you want to make sure people know?
Oh yeah, we work out outside the truck. Let's make that clear. We work out outside the truck. We can run workouts for our biggest truck, our 4.0 truck. That is our largest truck. We had a workout a few months back. We had 56 people in one workout on and off that truck.
Wow.
So we run workouts around the truck, not in the truck. So many people are like, do you work out in the truck? I'm like, absolutely not. The exact opposite reason why we started this. Yeah, and we can run strength workouts for very large groups. So our largest capacity truck's 50 plus. Our 3.0, we're pushing around 40 people. Enough equipment to run workouts for around 40 people. Small. And also, more than one trainer can work off these trucks at one time. So that's another thing. It's not just for group workouts. So the way our trucks are designed, you could have four or five trainers training on the truck, probably more than that, at one time. So if you have, you're running group workouts and say a morning and night, you could actually run workouts. Trainers could run workouts on these trucks all day and multiple trainers at a time. So
that's really cool. If there are people out there that have questions or are interested in getting a truck, where can they find you?
Yeah, so our website is getfittruck.com. Fit truck is spelled without a C, so T-R-U-K. getfittruck.com, and then our Instagram's fittruckco. They could also email me directly at josh@fittruckkc.com.
Wonderful. Josh, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And listeners, that's all for this week. You can find all the MetPro Method episodes anywhere you get podcasts, or you can go to metpro.co/podcast. Please be sure to follow the show and rate and review. That lets other people know what they can expect. And you can also learn more about MetPro at metpro.co. I'm your host, Crystal O'Keefe, and I'll be back next week. Until then, remember, consistency is key.